USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A partial breach of a containment wall is being reported at the remains of a chemical plant fire near Houston. Intercontinental Terminal Company says the wall broke this afternoon, and crews are working to contain the breach and have suggested that people stay in their homes. The company is also reporting another benzene spike near the chemical fire, to which Deer Park Mayor Jerry Mouton says it's really no big deal.
There's been no scenario that's occurred in the city of Deer Park, which is where my reference point is going to be, where we even considered evacuating the public.
Before heading off to Florida, President Trump was asked about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report and when it will be delivered to the Justice Department.
Well, we're going to see what happens. It's going to be very interesting, but we'll see what happens. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. Everybody knows it. It's all a big hoax. I call it the witch hunt. It's all a big hoax.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moore to fill the vacancy on the board of the Fed Reserve. Trump made the announcement shortly after landing in Florida this afternoon. Moore is an economic policy analyst and fiscal conservative who's been also critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. An eye-opening survey on Americans' religious identities. And here with the findings, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The new survey says Americans not associated with any formal religious tradition are as numerous in the nation as Catholics and evangelicals. The General Social Survey shows slightly more than 23% of people questioned claim they have no organized religion. That compares with 23% who identify as Catholic and 22.5% who identify as evangelical. Those are now the three biggest religious or, if you will, non-religious groupings in the nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Thursday, President Trump signed an executive order that requires college campuses to protect free speech. He explains why.
Today's action is just the beginning of our efforts to protect free speech and advance our students' rights agenda. What I've been witnessing over the last long period of time, long before I became president, what I've been witnessing is outrageous.
Colleges and universities would risk losing their federal grant money if they do not provide and protect all speech on college campuses, which, according to Campus Reform's media director Cabot Phillips, has been needed for a long time.
For too long, there has been no accountability. Universities have been able to gobble up billions of dollars in taxpayer money and at the same time routinely deny free speech rights to students. I've been on over 100 college campuses in the last 3 years with the Leadership Institute's Campus Reform, and I've seen firsthand what it looks like. It might be universities telling students, well, you only have free speech, First Amendment rights in these free speech zones, which are oftentimes no larger than a parking spot on an entire campus. I've seen conservative groups lose funding from the university because they don't agree ideologically with them. I've seen speakers be disinvited. I've had to face these kind of threats personally from administrators, professors, students. Right now, on college campuses, free speech is not welcome. They're not a marketplace of ideas where debate is encouraged. And I do think it's important for the president to step in, use his bully pulpit to say, if you're taking federal money, you have to defend the Constitution.
You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.